Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly public affairs show. In this edition of Local Motion, we'll examine the Paonia water emergency. Nearing the end of its second week, the crisis is a fluid and evolving story that changes daily. On this Local Motion, we'll update where we're at and take a brief look at where we've been. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. As of Saturday, March 2nd, approximately one-third to one-half of all Paonia water users have had their water shut off. Town Administrator Ken Knight made the difficult decision to cut off water flow to 27 out-of-town water companies in order to keep open the downtown businesses, schools, senior center care facilities, and restaurants that are in town. Some areas inside town limits, around Apple Valley Park, Minnesota Avenue, Vista Drive, and Hawkshaven, have also had their water shut off. The most recent community meeting to discuss the water emergency took place on Thursday, February 28th, at Paonia Town Hall. Knight told a large crowd of citizens that he hopes and expects that water will be turned back on as of Monday this coming week, or Tuesday at the latest. Here's the report KVNF News made at the town meeting on Thursday. Hundreds of Paonia water users, both in and out of town, came to hear Town Administrator Ken Knight give an update on the current situation and talk about conservation tips during the water shutdown. Town staff also took comments about what people need right now to help get through the crisis. Citizens were standing in the hallway and crowded into the community room, many of them sitting on the floor and filling aisles between rows of chairs, which were all full. The first thing people wanted to know is when will water service be restored to all 27 water companies outside of town, as well as to the areas inside of town limits that have had their water turned off. Help came this week from the state of Colorado, which dispatched manpower and resources to help the town of Paonia and Delta County. Ken Knight spoke with KVNF News after the meeting and said that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Fortunately, we had KCK from the State Water Resources up and helped us inspect all of our springs. We did find we had water loss, and we tracked that down and found where we had a break in one of the raw water lines. That has been repaired. We are now releasing water from Robert Reservoir and pumping into our raw water distribution system. So we should be making, we'll be making water all night. I'll have a report in the morning on what kind of gains we did, hopefully. And as long as that's happening, as long as we're making gains, as long as we're producing water, people who currently do not have water may start seeing water pressure come back this weekend. I'm not making promises to anybody, but we should have on Monday all the systems repressurized. They will still be on a boil water notice. Then we will do all the necessary state tests, flush the system to make sure any potential contaminant, not that we think there's any contamination, but any potential contaminant has been flushed out. We will do the test, send them to the lab. The state will then tell us whether we can lift the boil water notices. And then we start the next phase, which is making sure, doing the after event report and making sure this doesn't happen again.
To summarize, Knight hopes all water users will have water restored by this coming Monday. Some water users will get service returned earlier than that, but he's hoping all of them will have some kind of service by Monday. When that water comes back on, it is important to remember that the boil water notice will still be in effect. Several state and county agencies had representatives at the special meeting Thursday night. Drew Peterson, Western Region Field Manager for the Colorado Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, was there to talk about how the state can help during the emergency. The process began when the town of Paonia declared an emergency last week, and then the Delta County Commissioners declared a local emergency on Tuesday. Here's how Peterson explained it to KVNF News.
The town of Paonia asked the county and then the county goes ahead and declares an emergency. In this case, the county declared more of an administrative emergency. And what that does for both the town and the county is it frees up it's their ability to enact their emergency policies, which lets them do things like procure resources faster, is one of the big things. It lets them hold meetings with elected officials without the 48 hours notification, because obviously if we had to wait 48 hours for every decision to be made in an emergency, it would be too long and we'd get sort of stuck there. From a state perspective, you know, we always provide technical assistance. And that right now, most of what we're providing is technical assistance. So it would be provided regardless of whether there was a county emergency or not. The resources that have been requested thus far have been filled locally for the most part. We have a team up at the state that's been sourcing various pieces of equipment or services that have been hard to find locally. But thus far, it really has been more just help from the state EOC sourcing equipment and services.
The state EOC that Peterson spoke of is the Emergency Operations Center, which is on call at all times during an emergency to provide services, manpower, and money for county and local relief efforts. The state also dispatched an incident management team to help coordinate all the different agencies.
Right now, there's probably 5 people at this point actually physically sitting up there in support of what we're doing, should we need anything at this point in time. And the state EOC generally is in just a monitor status. They did increase their status for this, specifically for this incident. I know there are some costs associated with the incident management team that are going to be coming up. I believe those costs will be covered by the state. That's a discussion that's still ongoing, but I'm confident that, you know, one way or another, the team is staying till the team is not needed anymore. So that's something that, you know, the state is bringing to bear immediately. And, you know, we're going to make sure you have that resource until you don't need it. And then, you know, some of the discussions out of tonight, if it's outside of the capability of the town and the county, we will go ahead and, you know, figure out how to make it happen.
As we've covered on the regional newscast throughout the past week, the town's 2 water storage units were drained after a break in the main line and after a boil notice was in effect for 5 days last week. Raw water from the springs that fill the storage units was flowing at about 25% of normal, not nearly enough to keep up with demand. State inspectors were at the springs yesterday and will continue to be working to help figure out how to get more water to the tanks. Also, Delta County Commissioner Mark Rober and Lamborn Ranch helped the town gain access to Rober Reservoir. Water is being siphoned out of that body into the storage tanks, helping bolster the town's water reserves. Over the weekend, it is important for Paonia water users that have service to continue conserving. Don't do small loads of laundry. Try not to leave your water running. Limit shower use. Do everything you can to conserve water. And after water service is returned, make sure you boil all water you consume. Don't assume that the boil water notice is lifted until you hear directly from town officials that say so. And hopefully by Monday of next week or Tuesday at the latest, most water users will be back in service. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Today we are discussing the water emergency in the town of Paonia. We've just heard that water is expected to be restored to most, if not all, of the town of Paonia water users by Tuesday of next week at the latest. There were some local citizens who were unsatisfied with the answers provided at last Thursday's town meeting. And one of them, former Paonia trustee Bill Bruner, has launched a petition effort hoping to completely change how the town of Paonia does business with its water. He stopped by KVNF Studios to record a statement that he distributed at the town meeting.
My name is Bill Bruner. I think it is time to change the way our water system is run. I have served on the Paonia Town Council twice. As part of my service on the town board, I have studied the Paonia water system and how it works. I think the town is hiding behind a coincidental water line break, making excuses and deflecting responsibility for a largely preventable crisis with the water supply. The one thing you can count on with the Paonia water system is it will leak. To be this unprepared for a break is unforgivable. For years, this town has run the water system as a cash cow, charging inflated rates, dipping into the water fund to pay for unrelated town expenses, meanwhile neglecting the collection system and half the town's treatment capacity. We pay for a complete water system with two sets of springs and two treatment plants. We're not getting our money's worth. Since 2015, one of the water plants has been secretly mothballed, broken, useless like a brick, with no plans for repair until the health department finally prodded the town to try to fix it. During the years it sat idle, the springs that feed it were neglected, and now they are not producing the water we need. That second treatment plant is still not fully functional, and this has a lot to do with why some of us do not have water today. While this is obviously a complex situation, in my opinion, much of this water mess is entirely foreseeable and preventable, brought about by negligence and incompetence. We have a disinterested town council with no qualifications to run the water utility and an incompetent, self-serving administration. This is a disservice to all the users of Paonia water, both those in town and out. We're paying for services and the town is pretending to provide them. It is time to change the way our water system is run. I think it's time to form a new water authority run by a board elected from the entire area served by Paonia water, a board focused on providing the best water at the lowest price to the entire community. Therefore, I am calling for a citizen-initiated ballot measure to bring this about. Please sign the petition when it comes to you. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. That was former trustee Bill Bruner, who is launching a petition effort to change how the town of Paonia conducts its water business. Now, to get a broader perspective, let's review where and when the water emergency started. Here's the coverage we first ran on the KVNF regional newscast. A break in the main water line sometime this past weekend caused Town Administrator Ken Knight and Mayor Charles Stewart to declare a state of emergency in the town of Paonia. A code red notification was posted on the town's website early Monday afternoon, and then Knight issued the following statement at 2:45 p.m. Town of Paonia water users, all water should be boiled before consumption. Due to a water main break, the town's water supply is turned off and will be turned off for an extended period. If you are without drinking water and need drinking water, stop by the town hall at 214 Grand Avenue. End quote. The town of Paonia has two water storage tanks. One is 2 million gallons, called the upper tank, and the other is 1 million gallons, called the lower tank. KVNF News spoke with Knight at town hall at 4 o'clock Monday afternoon to get updated.
Well, we have a water leak somewhere in the system. We've lost roughly 2 million gallons of water. We don't know where it's gone. It has not surfaced. That created a low pressure situation in the water system, which caused the boil water notice. We are producing water. We are turning off different zones within the town, trying to find where we're having this pressure loss, where we're having this leak. We are also injecting water from the 1 million gallon tank into the system so that people should have, in different parts of the town, some water within the system to be able to flush toilets, etc. But everything is on boil water notice until further notice, until the boil water notice is lifted, until we notify people they need to boil the water.
Given the size of the water loss, it's not so much a leak in the system as it is a complete break in the water main. Knight estimated some 2 million gallons flowed out of the upper storage tank over the weekend.
We're assuming it has to be a break given the amount of water loss we have. The fact that we can't find it is very disturbing. Normally, when you lose this much water, I would have expected to find a great big sinkhole somewhere.
For now, the plan is to use water from the 1 million gallon tank, the lower tank, to supplement what has been lost and keep the town's water system pressurized enough to flow. The process of finding where the break occurred, repairing it, and getting the lower tank online sufficient to keep water flowing in the town of Paonia will be ongoing over the next few days. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, and I'm Eric Gould with KVNF News. The next step was for the Paonia Town Council to declare a local emergency, which would allow them to get help from the county. Here's KVNF's report. The Paonia Town Council held a special meeting at Town Hall last night to ratify the local state of emergency that has been declared in town limits due to a break in its main water line. Mayor Charles Stewart, Town Administrator Ken Knight, Delta County Emergency Manager Chris Stewart, and state emergency management officials declared the emergency and issued a boil water advisory on Monday morning. By state law, the town council had to ratify the declaration, which they did last night by a 5-0 unanimous vote. Trustee Dave Knutson was not present. Not counting board members, staff, and media, there were exactly 3 citizens who attended the meeting. The break in the line was discovered underneath a fire hydrant near 4th and Niagara, in the area behind the Paonia Public Library. A second leak was discovered down the line near the fire hydrant, but the extent of that second leak won't be known until special equipment and manpower can be brought from Grand Junction. Administrator Knight said that approximately 1.5 to 2 million gallons of town water were lost in the break, which is located in a floodplain. The water seeped into the surrounding dirt and then flowed directly into the North Fork of the Gunnison River. The town of Paonia lifted its boil water advisory early last Friday morning. The break in its main water line was discovered and work began to repair it. After the crisis had passed, Mayor Charles Stewart told KVNF News that he was very satisfied with the performance of town staff.
The staff, when it was clear that we needed to take some immediate action to make sure that the town had potable water, they got after that very rapidly. Staff all came in on Monday, which was a holiday, and began handing out water, handling calls. I mean, the number of calls that were coming in was just very, very significant. The phone was ringing nonstop. At the same time, when the state of Colorado issued the boil order, we were in a situation where we had to get that notice out ASAP. The entire police department was here actually getting those notices circulated. So just about everybody involved with the town was here dealing with the situation. So I really can't say enough about the staff.
One Paonia citizen stepped up during the crisis and established a fundraising campaign for local business employees who lost time and money when the boil water notice closed restaurants. Here's the report we filed on the regional newscast. A local citizen is trying to raise money for businesses impacted by the recent water emergency in Paonia. Because of a broken main line, the town was under a boil water notice for 5 days last week, and the Delta County Department of Health shut down most food service businesses in Paonia. Businesses that rely on everyday customers had to close their doors, and their employees had to stay home. Cindy Sorensen, who moved to Paonia 12 years ago with her children, acted on her compassion and set up a Facebook fundraiser for the workers of the businesses that had to close. To date, the effort has raised $1,200. Sorensen told KVNF News that she felt compelled to do something.
I decided to set it up because I used to wait tables a long time ago, and I know it's not a profession that has a lot of money in it. And to lose a week or a week and a half worth of wages because there's no work, that's a struggle. that would be really hard just not to have any money coming in. And then I started thinking about kids because I've had kids and being a single mom and realizing how hard it is. So I just had a lot of compassion for them. So I decided to start the fundraiser.
The goal for the fundraiser is higher than it has earned by quite a bit. But Sorensen said she hopes to maybe do a raffle or find other ways to make the donations grow.
Right now we raised about $1,200, and I'm guessing that there's about 60 people who have been affected, probably more, but that's basically just $20 a piece. It doesn't really help a whole lot, but it's better than nothing.
The fundraising effort will continue till March 8th. Sorensen said there are multiple ways to contribute to the businesses that were affected by the Paonia water emergency.
You can go to Facebook and type in Love Our Paonia Food Handlers, or go to my page, which is Cindy Sorensen. It should pop up. I'm also going to go to the Colorado National Bank in Paonia and set up a new account today, and hopefully we can get local donations for people who aren't on Facebook. So that would be another way to donate.
And finally, here on Local Motion, KVNF News got some final comments from Town Administrator Ken Knight about what work has been done so far to repair the break in the main line. We also take a step back and look at what might be some long-term results from the water emergency.
What we have done so far is we've isolated one fire hydrant, which was one of the major breaks. We put a clamp on the other break, which in the industry parlance is called a Band-Aid. It's basically two large clamps that are essentially the size of the pipe. You put it over where the pipe is cracked and you bolt it down, and that seals that pipe, and that fixed that leak. We still have a leak, and unfortunately it appears it's underneath our brand new sidewalk between the library and the bridge. And as you recall, Eric, you've been here for a while, that is all recent fill. Travis has gone down 15 feet and still hasn't gotten to the pipe. So we have made an executive decision. We are going to go back to the library to an isolation valve. We are going to close that valve. We are going to close the isolation valve at the bridge, and we are going to run a new section of pipe from the library about 8 feet deep right along that new section of sidewalk and reconnect West Paonia with a new water pipe and simply ISO that pipe that is very deep underneath that fill. That job should be done this afternoon or tomorrow morning. Then we have experienced some water pressure issues over by the elementary school, and we believe we have a leak over in Lee's Court. And that exam is going to happen as soon as that pipe gets repaired on Samuel Wade. So is everything fixed? No. Is the water safe to drink? Are we off the boil water notice? Yes. Are some people still experience pressure problems? Yes, because we are still discovering leaks.
Both the 1 million and 2 million gallon storage tanks are producing water, and the system is back up and running, with some exceptions.
It's taken care of in town, while the 2 million gallon tank is taking care of most of the water companies and the water users at higher elevations. Because of how cold it's been and lack of water from the springs, we're not able to make as much water as we'd like to get that tank full and get the pressure up. Because the colder the weather, the less flow we get from the springs. Why? Because the water freezes up there. Today was a fairly warm day. We're hoping it shakes out a little bit more water from the springs.
Here on this edition of Local Motion on KVNF, we've been talking about the water emergency in Paonia last week. KVNF News got two final comments from Town Administrator Ken Knight about the bigger picture. The Paonia water system is and always has been a work in progress. The fact of life in this small town is that money is going to have to be spent and work is going to have to be ongoing to keep up with the maintenance of the organism that is the water system. Knight said that a change in policy might be required in order to keep the system flowing, especially if there's another water emergency.
The reality is we're going to have to be more willing to pull the plug sooner and isolate the system. So if we start seeing a drop, instead of anticipating finding the leak and getting out there and saying, okay, we're just going to make water, we'll find it before the tank drains, we're going to have to create a policy that at X level, we're simply going to crank the system down or isolate, hit some ISO valves, and it's going to inconvenience people, but that is preferable than to have a system-wide boil water notice. So that's just a policy we're going to have to put in place.
In the world we live in, water emergencies are going to become more and more common. Whether it's due to water shortage or maintenance problems or more leaky pipes or more mainline breaks, the fact of the matter is that water in the West is becoming a commodity more valuable than oil. And that means you can bet that future water rates in Paonia are probably going to be going up.
Absolutely. And when you have an older system, you know, that's one reason why we replace so much of the pipe, the really old pipe in the in-town water project from last year. And that is going to be an ongoing maintenance issue. It is in every small community. It's something that the board is going to have to look at. Fortunately, we have decent reserves in the water fund that we can fund some of these. But if they want to replace a larger amount of pipe, then unfortunately, we're going to have to look at rates.
At the community meeting last Thursday, uncertainty about the future of the water system and the policies that dictate its usage were in question. Stay tuned to KVNF News for more developments in this story. As some citizens look to change the whole system, some are content to deal with the status quo, and most just want their water turned on. And that was Local Motion here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Shaking in your mountain town.